In the not too distant future, next Sunday AD.
This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. That's Mystery Science Theater 3000's theme song. The show kicked off almost 40 years ago with the simple premise, a man is trapped on a satellite by an evil genius and he's forced to watch some of the worst movies ever made. He survives by making snarky comments about the movies with the help of his robot friends.
The show became a cult classic, running 11 seasons plus a movie and live shows ever since. And it put movies like Manos, The Hands of Fate, and Death Stalker and the Warriors from Hell in the public imagination.
Two of the stars from the show are performing in Milwaukee tomorrow at 7 Turner Hall and doing some live riffing on a bad movie. The show information is linked on the Central Time Facebook page.
Trace Beaulieu and Frank Conniff join us now. They were both writers and performers on MST3K. Trace was evil genius Dr. Clayton Forrester and the voice of Crow T. Robot, and Frank was TV's Frank. Trace, welcome to Central Time.
Oh, thank you, Rob. I'm a big fan of Central Time.
Really? And Frank, thanks to you as well.
Thank you.
Well, let's start with this show on Friday. Frank, talk us through what happens at the Mads.
Which is at Turner Hall Friday night, Trace and I come out and we talk to the audience a bit, and then we riff a short film, and then we riff a feature-length film. Both of these films are of what you would describe as not a particularly high quality in terms of any aspect of filmmaking, and we riff them and make fun of the films just like we did on Mystery Science Theater 3000. So if you're a fan of Mystery Science Theater 3000, you're really going to enjoy this show, believe me.
And Trace, are you in character as Dr. Clayton Forrester and TV's Frank through the whole event?
No, we are in character as ourselves.
Aha.
We don't don all the costuming anymore. It's just too cumbersome. But this is us. We are the writers behind this and the sole people you will see on stage.
And we saw you as the evil geniuses on Mystery Science Theater, you know, coming in and out of the commercials. We heard you, Trace, as Crow. What's your approach to riffing on movies these days? What do you try to take out of it?
Always like to try to point out the foibles that the filmmaker presented to us. We actually have a great deal of affection for these films, so we're not pointing the finger and just making fun and mocking. Well, I guess we're doing that, but we're also in a kind way. We travel with these films and live with them for a long time, and we wouldn't choose them if we didn't like them very much.
Right. We look at it more as a collaboration between ourselves and the film. The filmmaker went through the trouble of making the movie, and then we're adding our commentary onto the film to just create a more entertaining experience than it would be if it was just the film.
And Frank, I don't know if this spoils the show, but can you tell us what the short and the feature are in this event?
I am not at liberty to reveal that at the moment. We like to keep it a surprise,
okay,
for our audiences.
I got to ask.
And we have a repertoire of a few different films and different shorts, so you never know what you're going to see when you come to our show.
I got to ask.
We have such loyal fans that sometimes we'll take a poll in the audience, and if a majority of the fans have seen the films that we've done, we will switch to one that they haven't seen.
Really?
So
you're ready to turn on a dime like that?
We are.
Yes.
That's all we can do is turn on a dime.
For people who lived through the original MST3K era, and a lot of kids grew up watching, you guys were the true faces of evil. Did that ever haunt you in your daily lives? Did you ever have kids or even grown-ups coming up and yelling at you for how mean you were to the guys up on the satellite?
I think they understood why we were being mean, and I think we were more incompetent than true evil. Frank and I considered running for political office this year.
And are you gonna? Frank and Trace, 2016?
We're just too incompetent for that.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, watching the original show during the movie riffing, what was the process that went into it? Was there a lot of ad lib? Was it completely scripted, or somewhere in between, Trace?
It was mainly scripted, almost completely scripted, but there was room for every now and then someone would come up with an ad lib and throw it in. But all of the ad libbing happened while we were writing the film. So we wrote and we rewrote and we edited and we tried to make it so that by the time we taped the show to air, we had the best jokes we could come up with.
How did you guys know, let's start with Frank, how did you know when you had a really special movie, a memorably bad one that was going to make for a great addition to the show?
Well, it was hard to tell. I mean, all of the films were, you know, they were all really bad films. So it was hard to tell, you know, what was going to become a memorable episode. There's certain movies like Manos, uh-huh. Hands of Fate, that you could tell right off the bat had a very special quality to them. And you kind of knew that it was going to be a really memorable episode. But also, you know, one of our most popular and one of our most iconic episodes is Mitchell with Joe Don Baker.
Yeah.
And that's a detective film and like a 70s cop film. It wasn't even in the genre of the films we usually did, which were horror and sci-fi most of the time. So, you know, so to me, I mean, I always knew that was going to be a really funny episode, but I never would have predicted how it became one of our top all-time favorite, most iconic episodes that people quote all the time and people love.
We're talking to Trace Beaulieu and Frank Conniff of MST3K fame. They're in Milwaukee at Turner Hall a Friday night. I wanted to ask about the following of Mystery Science Theater 3000. Obviously, a huge following, kids, grown-ups, people still love it to this day. Trace, when this started off, did you have any idea that it was going to win people over like this?
Oh, absolutely not. We were so isolated from the audience. When we did the show in Minneapolis at a crummy little television station and then moved out to the suburbs when we got a contract with the channel, we didn't get any feedback, really. And in fact, none of us could watch the show on any of the cable packages that we had. To watch the premiere, we had to go like a couple of towns over and watch it in a bar. This was, you know, the very early days of cable 24-hour comedy.
And Frank, what's it like doing this in front of an audience where you do get that instant feedback that you had none of producing the show?
Well, you know, doing Mystery Science Theater was a great experience. And, you know, I couldn't imagine anything better than that. But actually, doing live movie riffing takes it to a whole other level and is actually a way more pleasurable experience than doing Mystery Science Theater. To do it in front of an audience and to get the instant feedback of the laughs, it's why we keep doing it. We keep doing it as a live show. Trace and I were with Joel Hodgson and J. Elvis Weinstein and Mary Jo Peel. We did a show called Cinematic Titanic for several years. That was us doing live movie riffing. And that broke up. And Trace and I, when we got the chance to keep doing it as a duo, we jumped at it because we just love doing this kind of show in front of a live audience. It's just one of the great experiences of my career.
I want to ask each of you about a project you're working on now. Trace, I understand you have a Kickstarter going for a new show called Renfest. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, this is going to be a sitcom that takes place at a Renaissance festival. I guess the short pitch would be The Office at a Renfest. We show you the behind the scenes, the comings and goings of all the performers, and the politics behind a a Renaissance Festival.
And is that staying in that affectionate mockery theme that you guys were talking about earlier with the movies?
Oh, absolutely. There's to go in and just say, "Oh, look, that guy's wearing tights." That's a one joke, you know, premise, and it doesn't take you too far. We really like that world and like the people and the same approach where, you know, there's a little bit of naive theatrics and professional organization, and they clash. Mary Jo Peel's character comes into this environment trying to bring authenticity to what is a very chaotic situation.
And then, Frank, you've got the Pod House 90 podcast. This is podcast theater, is that right?
Yeah, they're original radio plays that I write and produce and direct. And I write, they have a big musical element to them. I write the songs with my brother Tony, and I've done four so far. I'm working on the fifth one right now, and they're just a chance for me to do original radio plays, and I'm really blessed in that I have so many really hilariously, brilliantly talented friends, and they all contribute their talents, and I get great casts for these shows. And Trace has been in one. I've had Eddie Pepitone, Dana Gould, Lorraine Newman, Emo Phillips, all kinds of Julie Klausner, all kinds of really funny people, and it's a great experience for me, and I've gotten nothing but really good feedback for them.
We'll have a great visit to Milwaukee, and I hope you have a great show with a really bad movie. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you. Take care.
That was Trace Beaulieu and Frank Conniff of Mystery Science Theater 3000 fame. They're doing a live show mocking an as-yet-undisclosed bad movie tomorrow night in Milwaukee at Turner Hall at 7 p.m. There's show info on the Central Time Facebook page.